Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
The Scary Impact of the Liverpool Front Four by Aditya Narayan. Before you start reading, you could have a look at anfieldindex.com to see the images supplied by Aditya to illustrate his points in this piece. There has been enough talk about a Liverpool revival as the Reds beat Spurs 2-0 at Anfield last Saturday to end a wretched run of form that saw them pick up 3 points from 5 Premier League games from January till the first week of February. One wouldn't disagree were you to say that the talk has been spurred by the reunion of the Reds' best attacking players. Since the game against Watford on November the 6th, the game against Hull on February the 4th, was the first time that all four of Felipe Coutinho, Sadio Mane, Roberto Firmino and Adam Lallana were on the pitch at the same time. Injuries to Lallana and Coutinho and Mane's involvement in the Africa Cup of Nations meant that Liverpool's most potent threat was taken away from them. But just how important are they? The numbers say they are imperative to the team doing well. Those numbers will be looked at later in this piece, but first, we take a look at how the Reds play with and without the front four. Since November, it's always been that one of the front four has been out, and for some time in the beginning of January, two, with both Mane and Coutinho missing. Jurgen Klopp's most used reaction to missing one of the front four has been to put Gini Wijnaldum and Emre Can in midfield and starting with the remaining three as attacking players. That hampers the way that Klopp has set his side out to play. With our system, Lallana is incredibly important to the way that we play, both on and off the ball. When not in possession, Lallana is almost always the trigger for the press. When he isn't, and Firmino does it in front of him, he's always the first one to go up and support. Now, when one of the front four is absent, Firmino would still trigger the press, but with neither Can nor Wijnaldum backing him up as much as Lallana usually does, the pressing went haywire. For a side with the defence as uncertain as Liverpool's, the rear guard needs as much assistance as they can get from the players in front of them. With the hustle and bustle of the early part of the season, when the front four operated together, there was still uncertainty, but sides couldn't play through us, as they have done freely in recent times. Two examples spring to mind. Both happened in the game against Swansea at Anfield last month. Coutinho, Firmino and Lallana played, but Mane was away in Africa. This meant that Can and Wijnaldum played with Henderson in midfield, with Lallana on the right wing. The above picture shows Tom Carroll in possession, with Firmino and Can in close quarters. Olsen's looking for an overlapping run and Klein seems to have that covered. Can and Firmino get closer and really attack Carroll, but he gets the pass away to Olsen. The above image is from 10 seconds later. Carroll's been allowed to get away and he is literally at the byline with space to cross. He provided a perfect cross for Llorente to head home. Can is the man tracking Carroll at the beginning. He has to do one of two things, either track Carroll till the end or communicate and pass him on to somebody else. Carroll finds himself in so much space that Jordan Henderson has to go out and make a desperate attempt to stop him. For the third goal that Swansea scored, it was a similar mistake, but instead of Can, it was Wijnaldum who was at fault then. That is where Can has to develop if he wants to make an impact with this system. He switches off just far too often. With Lallana, you can be sure that along with the effort and the running, the concentration in his defensive work will be pretty steady. Also, the presence of the front four allows the fullbacks a little bit of breathing space, especially James Milner. When everyone is fit, it's generally Coutinho who plays ahead of Milner on that flank. The opposition players on that flank have to be very wary of what Coutinho is capable of, so they are not bombing forward as often. when Milner is put under pressure defensively, he becomes slightly reckless. He dives in, he runs in to win balls he has no hope of winning, and then gets caught out for a lack of pace. The numbers extensively support the fact that Liverpool need their front four fit and firing at all points. In the 25 Premier League games this season, the front four have played together 13 games. Liverpool have 32 points from those games, with 10 wins. They lost against Hull, apart from draws with Tottenham and Manchester United early in the season. In those 13 games, we have scored 32 goals and conceded only 14. In the other 12 games, the story is dire. 4 wins, 5 draws, and 3 losses. More importantly, 10 less goals scored and 2 more goals conceded. This is an attacking unit unlike any other the club has had in recent memory. The best that we had until this season was in 2008-2009, when the industry of Yossi Benayoun and Dirk Kuyt served the class and ruthlessness of Steven Gerrard and Fernando Torres. But with this front four, the industry, the creativity, the speed, the finishing is all there. Liverpool need the quartet to be fit for the rest of their season. But more importantly, Liverpool need the quartet in form, as the race for the top four is tighter than ever. One can only hope that the training camp at La Manga and the 2-week break has helped everyone recharge their batteries. Starting at Leicester next Monday, Liverpool need to be at the very top of their game for the 13 more challenges that follow in the Premier League. First, just a word of apology for today's AI Audible sound. I'm here in beautiful rural Ireland, and in the background there's just about 17 different machines doing farm things, and they've just decided to all go at the one time. People are shouting at each other across them. So it's a bit of a cacophony, and I've come to the quietest place I can in the house, but yeah, sound travels. So apologies if you're hearing some unusual low-level hum beneath today's pieces. Aditya uses numbers there to back up the idea that we've all had, which is that without those four guys in our team, we're not quite the unit that we'd like to be, or anything close to the unit that we'd like to be. Is it too much to ask, I wonder, that we could possibly have them fit and firing, as Aditya says, between now and the end of the year? Because if we did have them for the 13 games, you'd like to think that we have a great chance of getting the results that we need to be in the top four, despite the fact that, again, as it says in the piece, this is the tightest top four race I can remember. There are a lot of teams very close together, all with the capacity to stake a claim for those top four positions. If we regretfully allow that Chelsea are going to walk away with the title, or at the very, very worst, lurch over the line with a little bit despair, then you've got a whole lot of teams, very good teams, very capable teams, competing for 3 places. And out of United, City, ourselves, and Tottenham, and Arsenal, it's very, very difficult to call it. Because it'll just take 2 weeks for everything to change forward and backward again. So it's going to be, I think, at least exciting. And I hope that we can say going into the final week of the campaign that we still have something to fight for in that game that's very real and very tangible. Of course, I would prefer that we had it sewn up and that second place was in the bag by then. But realistically, I think we're all expecting a bit of a white-knuckle ride. So yeah, that top four, fingers crossed. In fact, all extremities crossed in the hope of those guys staying together between now and the end of the campaign.
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.